Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We want to talk about grudges.
Grudging.
Do you have any grudges left? Or have you finally... I think I've let all of my... You do still have one.
Which is awesome for you, because I'm proud of you for... Dude, I make new grudges every day now.
Do you have grudges against people on the road, or who's your grudge against?
And just little. In fact, today I went through a drive-through fast food restaurant, and the woman in front of me, every time the line would move up, she would not. And then when she finally realized that,
so you're just feeling this hatred. And you're like, if I ever see your stupid little red Corolla again, I'm gonna drive you.
A little bit, because everyone behind her is getting all uptight, including me. But every time the blind would move, she would not. And I'm just like, oh, I'm grudging.
She's doing something on her phone or something. So you're just, you're creating this drama where there isn't.
No.
Steve,
I was wrong.
You were wrong. I mean, did you get your food any less fast?
Yeah. No. But still, just get with the program. Stop being the one who's doing it wrong amongst everybody. And that's what she was doing.
So your grudges are just against against a type of person. You have a grudge against a specific person.
You're right, just everybody. When you don't do it right.
So we got to talking about grudges was because apparently Jerry Seinfeld will not go on Jimmy Kimmel.
Now, is this for real, or he's just ha-ha?
I don't think so. I think the grudge thing that Kimmel does with Matt, he does with Matt Damon is a joke.
And that's fun.
He always bumps him, and then he kidnaps him, and does it. Like, it's just,
it's
there's
funny.
A whole bunch of really funny stuff that goes on. He hasn't been on, and no one knows what the grudge is, so this isn't a great example of a grudge, because nobody knows, but Seinfeld hates Jimmy Kimmel's guts.
I don't understand why, because Seinfeld, you're so up here, and he's not.
Yeah, he'll go on other shows and, like, poke fun a little bit, like, take little shots. Nobody knows.
That's a weird grudge.
What is, apparently Kellogg's had a, some sort of grudge against General Mills or something. So Kellogg's ripped off Honey Nut Cheerios because they have a grudge against General Mills because they ripped off Frosted Flakes.
Because neither of them service marked or owned the complete name.
Shut up.
Which allowed the competitor, the other one, to go ahead and
flakes
mess with...
Flakes that are frosted.
That. Yes.
O's that are honey and roasted nut. Are you serious?
Yeah. That's.
I mean, grudges. I mean, so far we're doing big celebrities and like...
Sure.
But I mean... Steve having a grudge against a Corolla woman.
I know.
That's the kind of grudge. Or maybe you have a grudge. There's somebody who, we don't have time to read all this, but somebody has such a massive grudge against their like fourth grade teacher.
Okay.
That they're keeping this blog site of all the ways this person has wronged them and sooner or later how they're going to get back at him. Now, we don't condone violence or anything, but I'll read a few. Jeez. Here's my grudge against my fourth grade teacher. My fourth grade teacher told me to stop crying, crybaby, after I fell playing tag. My leg was actually broken in two places.
Oh, yeah.
I lost a spelling bee because the teacher said, read it as grander, and it was grandeur.
Oh, ooh.
But she pronounced it wrong. I knew grandeur, I would have won. My brother said I bit him, and my parents took away my fifth birthday Miss Piggy cake before we ate any. 30 years later, he fessed up that he lied. Oh, I guess that one's a grudge against the brother.
30 years
later.
That's
the kind of things we're looking for.
Yeah.
Who are you? Do you have like some sort of grudge against somebody that's rational, irrational? We don't care. We just want to hear about your best grudge. Apparently, there's a story of a... I'll just read the story here. The headline says, street attack man may have held a 30-year grudge against a school bully.
Oh, this one.
A charity club. You've heard this story?
Yeah.
He beat a man in the street, was motivated by a 30-year grudge against a bully.
30? That was the bully.
So you held on it. Like, at some point,
don't you
look back at bullies? Because there are people who bullied me, and I have enough... I don't want to ruin this and take it, but I have enough knowledge now of how warped a bully is that I actually feel sorry for
like, him.
I don't want to beat up the guy. I can picture him, and it's like, I know his name and I want to say it, but I'm not gonna because he...
Because you're better than that.
And he was also had to be really... His home life must have sucked if he wanted to take it out on me.
Wow.
And that's the way I... So that's kind of why I'm not the grudge guy anymore because I'm
you.
Like...
You're the better person.
But you know I'm not.
I know, because it doesn't feel good to be the better person.
I think what it is I've just forgotten most of the people I was...
I would hold more grudges, but I can't remember all of
them. I would write this down, and I'll get even. I hope I remember when I get home. It's sad, but I mean, okay, bottom line is this. Oh, here's one more. A punk pops a pop with a pizza. A Florida man shoved a pizza, a delivery pizza into his dad's face because he was angry his dad... helping him deliver. His dad did help deliver him as a baby. He didn't like the fact that his dad got hands on him straight out of the womb or something.
What?
Something, he was mad. So when the pizza delivery guy came, he grabs a pizza and it's like, this is my revenge. 30 years later.
This'll learn you.
Here you go, dad. Hot pizza in the face. It doesn't say, I don't understand. It's
don't deliver me ever again.
Right.
So here's delivery pizza for you, deliver it.
That's just weird.
All right, those were ridiculous examples. If you've been a part of a grudge, we want to hear your worst grudge story. Felicia?
Yai.
Grudge.
Yeah, so I have a grudge against one of the ladies that was a bridesmaid in my wedding.
Oh no, she upstaged you?
Yeah,
oh,
you weren't looking so fancy free. What happened?
She like called me the night before my wedding and like started a whole bunch of drama between all the bridesmaids. And then the day of the wedding, she like pulled my photographer aside to get photos of like her family.
No, she didn't.
She used your photographer for a photo shoot.
Yes.
Son of a...
That's grudge worthy.
Yeah. You guys were good friends or...
Yeah, we were, but I haven't talked to her since that day.
I guess...
Did you pay for her photos? You're like, your proofs are in.
Yeah, I got all the photos. I didn't even send them to her. I just deleted them.
Actually, they look pretty good.
So my God. The nerve of somebody to go.
Yeah, that's so not cool.
So this grudge isn't ever going to go away. Could she have... I mean, if she called and apologized to you, would you let it go?
Oh, no.
Nice.
It's on. Wow.
You're still married, right? It's a good marriage. Everything's good.
Yeah. Still, he hates her too. So
okay.
That's why it's a good marriage. If your wife's got a grudge, you got a grudge.
Spite is your common ground.
Yes, it is. Thank you for the call, Felicia. Karina.
Yes.
Grudge.
So my friend at the time stole my mom's credit card information and PIN number and stole from us and. When we confronted her, she completely denied it.
And this was your good friend?
Yes.
Oh, boy. So your mom has a grudge against you? Or who's the grudge? I mean, are you just all grudging on her? What's the deal?
I think we're all grudging on her because she denied everything. And then she said that she has this symptom where she can't help but lie all the time. But she also rifled through all our stuff while we were gone.
Why? How does she have access to this stuff? Yeah. I mean, my friends don't have access to my mom's credit cards. Like,
we thought she was great, so she was coming over all the time, and then our Wi-Fi password, she figured out that, and she was able to figure out the PIN number and realize that she just stole from us.
That
diabolical.
She's good.
So you didn't turn her into the police. You don't have enough grudge to send her up the... Up the river.
Yeah.
No, she had a whole doctor's, like, a whole line of people backing her up saying that this is, like, a disease.
She's good. Wow.
And grudge-worthy.
Yes,
for sure.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call, Karina.
Dang.
Alex.
Yai.
Grudge.
How are you? So, we have this group of friends. There's three of us, and one of them is my sister-in-law, and one of them is this girl that we shall not name.
Okay.
They started beefing at each other. I don't know what happened. Their relationship just turned sour. And they would talk about each other to me. In turn, I had just had a baby, and this other girl that we shall not name came over and got me really drunk and said, hey, tell me everything that your sister-in-law is saying. And I felt terrible because obviously I did because I hadn't been drinking for 9 to 12 months or so.
So alcohol is your truth serum.
Then the best part out of all of it is that I was miserable. I felt terrible. I told my sister-in-law, like, cried myself to sleep for, like, weeks thinking I broke this friendship off. 3 years after the whole situation, I find out through my husband that he had hooked up with her while we broke up, and she was there to pick up my wedding dress. Like, I mean, she was there to celebrate my engagement, and I didn't even find out till like 3 years after we no longer speak because of this whole situation. And all I wanted to do was just like encounter her somewhere so I could just be like, how dare you?
Oh my God,
Alex, that is
some serious. You got some meat on that grudge.
The same way. I can't look at my wedding dress the same way. She picked it out. So it's
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's hanging in my closet, and all I want to do is just set fire to it.
Dang, Alex.
That is some good grudging. Thank you, Alex.
Holy.
Suzanne?
Yai.
Grudge.
So I have a former friend that would tell me how bad all of my relationships were and convince me to break up with these guys. And when I would, she would turn around and sleep with them.
No. Oh my God. Suzanne.
That's
holy.
What? Really?
Yeah. So that kind of ruined our friendship. And to this day, I do not talk to her. And when friends talk about her, I'm just like, I don't want to hear it.
How many of your exes did she go through?
Wow.
About 5 or 6.
Suzanne.
And a couple of them I didn't find out until after the fact.
Holy.
Wow.
That is
awful.
Yeah.
But everything a grudge should be made of. Hold that anger in your heart. You deserve it. Wow. Thank you.
Holy smokes.
What is going on with humanity?
I don't know.
Charlene.
Yes.
Grudge.
So I have a grudge against my ex-boyfriend's mom. 11 years ago, I was pregnant with him, and I came over to his house, and he apparently was cheating on me, and his mom hid the girl in her bedroom.
She was an accomplice to his affair?
Yep, while I was pregnant with her grandchild.
Ugh, so you craftily replied to both of them.
Peace out!
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you okay? You're not with him and nobody sees this baby. You're good, right?
I'm good.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.